Hey, welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we're so excited to have Ashley. I want to try this correctly. Guttermuth.
Nailed it.
Randy. All right. All right. Ashley Guttermuth. She's a New Jersey-based actress and stand-up comedian. She's appeared on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. She was chosen by Jerry Seinfeld, of all people, to win the Seinfeld Challenge. And she is also a military spouse. So we're so excited to have her on the program here at the National Defense. Ashley, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Now, we can't really see you're high and tight with the head. Ah, there we go. I love that haircut. That's fantastic.
I do it myself, so I figure it's not too bad, right? Yeah.
Now, how long have you been doing comedy now?
I've been doing comedy for years. In fact, I did comedy stand-up before I did any talking about being a military spouse at all, primarily because my husband was deployed a lot, and I didn't want to be like at a bar late at night and be like, hey, I'm going home. It's going to be an empty house. He's going to be gone for a long time.
You know, right.
In fact, I don't even live in New Jersey anymore. The military moved us. I go back and forth between New York City and Texas.
Okay.
So I live on a base down there. So if you hear fighter jets, that's
what we got. Well, and you said that the biggest problem you have is convincing people that you have a husband.
It's true. Oh, please, I have a husband. It's funny, you know, my whole life I've gotten that. I used to have long hair too. And I used to get that as well, but I don't. It's too funny. It's funny.
Oh,
but
man. Yeah. You are so funny. You're just so spot on with your videos and with your stand up. And sometimes you can hear. So let's talk about your husband for a second.
Okay.
Air Reserve Technician. Is that right?
Yeah. It's one of the many acronyms the government creates.
I just had a conversation this morning with Craig Morgan. You know who that guy is?
No, the name sounds familiar, though.
He's a veteran. He's a country music singer, very patriotic gentleman, and he just re-enlisted in the reserves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as a warrant officer at the Grand Ole Opry, he did that ceremony. And I asked him today, and we've had Craig on the program several times. I said, so, Craig, and I know you're in decent shape, physically fit, but do we really have to count on you if something goes awry? Are they going to send you at 59 years old? Huh. And he said, yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready.
There's a lot of reservists that are grandmas and grandpas. You know, it's funny that people think of, especially if you think of like a soldier, somebody in the army, you think of like a 19-year-old kid or a Marine that's like 17 or something like that. But there's people of all ages and stages still wearing that uniform, which is great.
And now your husband is a little bit older than you. I understand.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. He's 20 years older than I am.
20 years older. Wow.
If you go on my social media, though, I keep making him older and older. I said he just celebrated his 104th birthday.
I love the little videos that you make, and sometimes you can hear him in the background, like when you were looking for your thermometer.
Oh, it's just like whatever. Last night I made one where I said, if you marry an older man, you got to make sure that you're able to physically lift him in case, you know, there's some sort of accident. You got to get him out of bed. So I'm carrying him. And he is significantly bigger than me. So, you know, I've been working out. You got to prepare.
There's a little truth in that. I think there's a little truth in that. We're talking to Ashley Guttermuth here on the National Defense, who sometimes is referred to as Ashley Guttermouth.
I am. Yeah. You look at my name, it looks like Guttermouth. I should pronounce it Guttermouth. Here's the funny thing. Because of my haircut and my last name, first of all, people think my last name's made up. They think it's a stage name. And so they think that I'm like a filthy, dirty comedian, when in reality, I don't swear at all. No. I don't even really swear in my daily life.
That must be a letdown. Must be a letdown for a lot of people when they really Ashley Guttermouth. Let's say, oh yeah, fantastic.
Gonna be filthy.
I so respect clean comedy, and you know, there's a just a handful of people that do it all the time. We just went to see Nate Bargatze a couple of weeks ago, and that guy is just, you know, just very clean, very kind of like you. I mean, very very observational comedy. But yours is so fresh, especially when it's in line with what you're talking about with the military. I loved, what was the phone call you made to the, was it the Air Force? No, your husband's in the Air Force, and you talked to an Army spouse, and you said about the deployment, right?
Yeah. I said about the deployment. I said, basically an Air Force spouse talking to an Army spouse dealing with deployments, it can be very different. So you have an Army spouse that's calling you and is like, hey, I'm so sad. My husband's going to be gone. And you're like, oh, I know what it feels like. You know, mine was gone for 2 months. And they're like, mine's going to be going for 18 and I can't talk to them. Like, there's obviously nuances to that. Cause I'll get Air Force people that are like, I didn't get to talk to my husband. He's this, that, and the other. So there's differences, but I just know that one time my husband deployed and he got to go to a Baskin Robbins.
It's a tough deployment. Yeah. I mean, that might even be multiple deployments there.
It is funny. The amount of Air Force people that have full on like ambassador status with Marriott. And then you look at means of stay intense. You're like, man,
I got a buddy of mine. It's, retired Navy. And he said, you know what the Air Force is good for? They're handicapped. The golf handicaps are low. They are so very, very low. Is that true?
It's very true. There's, I think the base I live on now has two golf courses. But you know, it's funny because like that has cropped up in the news. They'll be like, why do military bases have all of these things? Why do they have movie theaters and places to buy food or golf courses? And it's so insulated. Some of them are so far from everything else. Even in Jersey, you know, it was hard. The main grocery store was on base. You were driving, you had to drive for like a good half an hour, 40 minutes to get anywhere that was a decent grocery store. So you start to see why these things exist, but then they don't get funded well. So then they just get overgrown.
Right.
Terrible.
Right. Well, and you also talked about, too, the other big myth that the military spouses are underemployed. Not true, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not true at all. It's funny. I've tried to use comedy to make points about things. And it works every now and again, because I'll see people that will come out and they'll talk about things that are really sad, terrible things like food insecurity in military families or jobs. And they'll just say it in like really depressing ways and nobody cares. No one, like nothing ever good happens of it. But if you can make fun of it in some way, it does get attention. And it really hit me this year. So I got invited to the White House Christmas party. And I was like, wow.
Wait. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. You got invited to the White House Christmas party?
Yeah. I've been invited to. And that was one of the few times I was actually able to go, because previously I'd been invited to White House things and I wasn't able to go.
Don't you hate that? I mean, I'm sick of it.
Sick of it happening. So I got, when I was in line at the White House Christmas party, I asked somebody next to me and I said, why are we here? Because nobody had said what it was. And they said, well, are you some sort of like internet creator type thing? And I said, yeah, I'm a comedian. Okay. So then we get in there and they have Dr. Biden comes out and she gives a speech and she says, you have all been invited because you changed the way that news and media was delivered in the last year. And I said, I blowtorch Twinkies and tell people to marry old officers for their retirement. So yeah, I guess I have.
But you know, Ashley, it's so true that comedy just breaks down barriers between everybody. You know, I've always said that if everybody with a different viewpoint than mine could just tell it to me in a funny way, I would listen to it. Right?
Right. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I mean, that's all you got to do. Now, so you also have this attribute that you have run at least a mile a day for over 2,000 days in a row.
I have, yeah. I hit 9 years in January.
Wow.
And it's just weaponizing your OCD. That's all that is. When does it stop? So basically what happened was I wanted to help my husband is tall and skinny, doesn't need any help with his fitness test, but I used to want to run with him. And I'm competitive and I've always been fairly strong and I played baseball growing up but I never had a good aerobic capacity. So I started to run and I wanted to run better just to be able to keep up with him. And so I was like, I'm going to do it every day for 2 weeks. And at the end of it, I'm just going to be amazing. And of course, at the end of the 2 weeks, nothing. But at the end of 100 days, I had scored from 17 minute miles to an 8 minute mile.
Oh my gosh.
And so I got my fastest was 6:55. And now I cruise. I do about 3 miles a day, you know, 9 to 10 minute miles. I can talk while I run. And so it's definitely gotten a lot better, but I've had a lot of things happen along the way. I've gotten, you know, I got hit by a car. I got in a really bad car accident where I got a traumatic brain injury from it.
Oh my gosh.
I was coming back from a show. I lived in Seattle and I got hit on the highway. And so from that, the hospital was like, you need to like protect your brain. I thought I had all these like brain issues, but they said, you got to keep moving. So I kept running, but I had to run a lot slower. And so I started picking up litter. So that has been added on. So I've every day for 4 years, I have picked up litter while I run. So I will run the first mile uninterrupted. And then the final, whatever miles after that, which is usually three, I pick up trash. And that's been interesting because I've found some gross stuff, some interesting stuff, mysteries I've solved.
That's why they keep moving you from base to base. They're like, get the funny gal that picks up the trash.
Get her. Yeah, book me in your city. I will clean up
your city. So how, when you're entertaining somewhere and doing your comedy for military and non-military, it seems to me like you got the ability to kind of mix that in and make everybody kind of feel like a part of the deal, right?
I try to, you know, I just did a bunch of shows in Japan on military bases out there.
Oh, and yeah, that's right.
That was super cool because, I mean, they were all on base. Normally, I do shows that are off base because I don't know if you've ever tried to organize anything with the government. It's very difficult. but I also like to do it off base just because most of my audience is not military, but they are supportive of the military. Right. You know, nobody follows me and it's like anti-democracy.
I love that. That's why we started this show. I mean, we're, you know, very supportive of the military. We just went to... we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, so it's very close to the Whiteman Air Force Base. And we went up for the 30th, for the commemoration of the 30th anniversary of the delivery of the B-2. And so I knew a little bit, you know, but we've got this PAO walking us around. And I said, so how many, I said, I see 12 of them, but how many of these do you have here? And she goes, that's not something we talk about.
We don't.
I said, I can see 12 of them in front of me.
She's like, no, you can't.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. They may not be real.
They may not. It's funny.
Do you ever get any pushback from anything you say that might be classified?
Oh, no. What happens is I get, because people will say, they'll be like, is your husband ever going to, does he get in trouble? No, absolutely not. I have had, first of all, I get generals that come up to me. They come around. I had this one Army general. He came around the corner in full dress uniform, and he just sees me, and he goes, oh, my God, it's you. I want a selfie. I've got, like I said, the White House thing.
He pushes your husband aside to get to you.
Right. Yeah, well, he's kind of like taking that, and he is a pilot. So, you know, he's a zipper suited sun god. He's used to attention. It's not good for him to not get some attention. So people do need to fawn over him a little bit.
Right.
But he doesn't get in trouble. But also there's very, like, I pay attention to what certain lines are. People will send me jokes where they say, you should talk about this, tell people to run the gate. I'm like, no, I'm not going to get people shot. Don't take pictures of the flight line. That's something that is sort of common in the Air Force, but other branches might not know. You don't take pictures of the flight line unless you have public affairs approval. You know, I've even been given intel briefs. You know, I try to pay attention to things and in those types of ways that I'm not, and I don't take pictures of people that don't want to be posted. You'll see sometimes people will just post openly somebody and you're like, that they didn't ask for that. So I try to keep people out as much as possible and just make it about me.
I've learned that lesson. I have two daughters and a wife, and I have learned the lesson over many years that if you take a picture, you must seek approval from at least three different sources before that is approved and signed off on. So no, I know exactly what you're talking about. Now, I know you're in Japan. Are you now just doing your tour?
Yeah, so we're going around. I got a bunch of shows in Maryland. Then I go back. I'm on another base overseas tour to Europe, and we're going to go to England and Belgium and Germany and hit a bunch of spots out there. So that'll be cool. That'll be all of May. And then my husband's retiring, so I've hired him on to work for me. I've made him my vice president. And he's gonna come and help me out, which would be good. But he's been in for 33 years, so it's time.
Yeah, don't. I told you not to book me there, Colonel. Listen, that's right. We'll see if we can work it in. Well, you are just so funny. Where is the best place for people to find out more about you, Ashley?
So if you just type in short-haired lady comedian, you'll come up with me.
you got that category covered, do you?
Got it nailed. My website's ashleygudermuth.com. Just anywhere. I even post on LinkedIn, because who else is doing that?
That's right.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for the entertainment. And I just wish you all the best, man, and all the best to your husband. Thank you for your service, both of you.
Very kind. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thanks for having me.
You too. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.